The U.S. and Canadian governments confirmed Thursday that pandemic border crossing restrictions will continue for at least another month to June 21st. This is the 14th extension of the closure of the northern border to non-essential crossings. The lengthy closure has been especially wearing on one northwestern Washington community that's cut off from the U.S. mainland by the Canadian border. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Point Roberts, Washington.
Point Roberts resident Pamela Robertson was in terrible pain last month with an abscessed tooth. She needed to go to the dentist, but there is no dentist on the scenic peninsula where she lives. She'd have to drive 5 minutes into British Columbia. But this grandmother was turned away when she got to the border.
As far as I'm concerned, it's essential. I mean, I have got this abscess in my mouth. And they said, nope, it's got to be essential. So that's when I said to them, what is essential? The guy looked me straight in the face and he said, you have to be dying.
Robertson went back home, but the pain only got worse. She dragged her swollen face back to the border days later, and a different officer let her cross, but ordered her to quarantine at a relative's house for 14 days before going to the dentist.
We know that everybody is trying to help and be as safe as possible. Come on, but be lenient. Be understanding. I mean, if your dog needs to go to the vet, if you have to go to the doctor, those kind of things.
Point Roberts is a geographical oddity, and Robertson is far from the only one hurting there. The U.S. territory is separated from the rest of Washington State by several suburbs of Vancouver, Canada. Community leaders say it's time for Ottawa and Washington, D.C. to at least lay out a plan for a staged reopening of the border. Point Roberts Chamber of Commerce President Brian Calder takes me on a driving tour of closed or struggling businesses to make his case.
Look at this abandoned development here. UPS won't even open.
So that was going to be a UPS parcel store?
This is it here on the left, yes.
Okay.
And see it just like...
Not quite finished. Yeah.
It's overgrown and then it's not going to finish until something happens, something positive happens, i.e., get the Canadians back. And that's what it's all about.
Calder turns into a subdivision of getaway cottages.
Normally this would be full. There'd be probably 60 cars here, and we've seen two.
He says the Point Roberts economy is heavily dependent on Canadian visitors and second homeowners who've largely been unable to get in for more than a year.
No lawns done, no, that kind of overgrowth, blackberries taking over.
Calder and others suggest Point Roberts be used as a pilot project for a phased border reopening.
Use it as a test case because we're easy to control. We're only 1,000 people. We're only 5 square miles. And so if you want to do a test case and ease reopening with testing and vaccinations and so forth, have all the protocol followed and monitor it.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee spoke with British Columbia Premier John Horgan on Thursday about border issues and vaccines. Beforehand, Inslee said he wishes for movement in the near future on the border closure.
I don't know exactly what that would entail, but given the progress we're making, the increased vaccination, I would hope that we can make progress on that in the upcoming months.
The wariness about easing border restrictions appears to be coming mostly from the Canadian side. U.S. senators and representatives from northern border states have peppered Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Canadian ambassador to Washington with numerous letters. They're requesting a safe, staged reopening of the land crossings for discretionary trips. Canada has no domestic COVID vaccine production and is trailing behind the U.S. in vaccinating its citizens. I'm Tom Bonsi in Point Roberts, Washington.